Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. On a trip to Southeast Asian countries aimed at promoting Microsoft's generative AI technology, CEO Satya Nadella said the company will invest $1.7 billion over the next 4 years into expanding cloud services and artificial intelligence in Indonesia, including building data centers. On his first stop in Jakarta, Nadella said investment will bring the latest and greatest AI infrastructure to Indonesia. We're going to lead this wave in terms of AI infrastructure that's needed, he added. Indonesia is a huge tech-savvy population, making the Southeast Asian nation a key target market for tech-related investments. Instagram's updated recommendation algorithm for Reels will prioritize original content and penalize aggregators in an effort to give smaller accounts more distribution on the app. In a blog post, the company said it's trying to correct its ranking system so that accounts with smaller followings will have an easier time expanding their reach. It's unclear exactly how Instagram is tweaking its recommendations to make them more equal, but the company suggests that the algorithm will no longer prioritize accounts with more followers. Just 2 weeks after laying off more than 14,000 employees, the EV automaker Tesla is reportedly laying off hundreds more, including senior executives and the majority of its supercharging team. The information reports that the automaker's senior director of EV charging, Rebecca Tannucci, is leaving the company on Tuesday alongside most of her 500-person team. Tesla's head of new vehicles program, Daniel Ho, is also out with his team. In an email sent to executives, Tesla CEO Elon Musk said he wants Tesla to be absolutely hardcore about the cuts and that staffers working under executives who don't obviously pass the excellent, necessary, and trustworthy test would also be out of a job. European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, at a debate on Monday night, said of a TikTok ban in the EU that it is not excluded. These comments came after the moderator referred to the United States, where TikTok faces a national ban if TikTok's parent company ByteDance doesn't divest its U.S. entrance. Von der Leyen said the commission was the very first institution worldwide to ban TikTok in our corporate phones, and we know exactly the danger of TikTok. And other EU social media news, the bloc is investigating Meta to assess whether Facebook and Instagram breached the EU's Digital Services Act rules regarding how political, deceptive, or illegal content is moderated. The probe comes amid a spike in online pro-Russian propaganda in the run-up to the EU's elections in early June. In a press release, the European Commission claims that Meta may have breached its obligations under the Digital Services Act and is investigating Meta's approach to tackling disinformation campaigns and coordinated inauthentic behavior in the EU. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission has fined the largest wireless carriers in America nearly $200 million in fines for selling customer location data to aggregators. AT&T was ordered to pay $57 million, Verizon $47 million, and T-Mobile Sprint $92 million. The fines date back to 2018 when the unauthorized disclosure and sale of subscribers' real-time location data came to light. The companies told Fast Company that they intend to challenge the fines. In better-than-expected Q1 earnings, electronics giant Samsung reported revenue was up 12.81% year-over-year to $52.3 billion versus $51.6 billion expected. Operating profit was up 932.8% year-over-year to $4.8 billion versus $4.3 billion expected. The world's largest chip maker rebounded from record losses in 2023 as the industry reeled from a post-COVID slump in demand. The Q1 earnings surprise appears to have been driven by higher memory price hikes and an AI-driven strong upturn cycle, said SK Kim of Daiwa Capital Markets. Amazon Web Services has launched its AI coding assistant, Amazon Q, with code writing abilities alongside a Q Apps feature that can generate AI-powered apps on demand with just a text prompt. Since we announced the service at reInvent, we have been amazed at the productivity gains developers and business users have seen, said AWS VP of AI and Data, Swami Siva Subramanian. Early indications signal Amazon Q could help our customers' employees become more than 80% more productive at their jobs. And with the new features we're planning on introducing in the future, we think this will only continue to grow. And finally, Peacock subscribers will soon see a $2 price increase starting July 18th for new subscribers and August 17th for existing customers. The price increase applies to both the ad-supported premium plan, which increases from $5.99 to $7.99 per month, and the premium plus plan, which increases from $11.99 to $13.99 per month. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.